Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. Let's do this. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. Reports are that Brian Schottenheimer is currently interviewing with the Cowboys to be their next head coach. If that's the guy they end up hiring, would that be a good move for the Cowboys?
I mean, I like Shotty. They could get Mike McCarthy. He's available, I heard. ultimately... we've had this conversation. You know, I think that Pete Carroll's one guy for me that would at least bring gravitas into a locker room. At least he would have some credibility with your players. Shotty's a good coach. Shotty's been around the league for a long time. He's been an offensive coordinator for a long time. So, I like the name. I like the guy. I worked with him at ESPN for a while. I've known him for a long time. I think he's a really good coach. How much authority are you given when you run the Dallas Cowboys? Not much. And so I think it's a really, tough position. I still think it's probably the best job available simply because it's the freaking Cowboys. And I think they're talented. You know, they've got a talented roster with a talented quarterback and all those things. But, of all the jobs left right now, certainly it's the best job available.
How excited should Bears fans be that they got Ben Johnson, whom the Cowboys didn't even feel like they needed to interview?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ben Johnson is the guy that everybody covets, you know, and having met with him and talked to him, I mean, I can understand why offensively, you know, we always make a big deal out of offense and as we should. And I think one of the things about Ben, he's really good at kind of seeing the game, you know, three, four, five plays ahead, a quarter ahead, you know, really good. I always say there's a difference between calling plays and calling an offense, and I think he does a really good job with calling an offense. That said, I mean, he's been coaching in Detroit for the last 3 years with arguably one of, if not the best offensive lines in football, great running back situation in Detroit, best, you know, slot receiver in football, really good tight end, and they weren't all there at the same time. But, you know, they're a really talented group, and they have had a really talented group for a while with a very talented quarterback. So, you don't have that same dynamic in Chicago. So there's nothing. The thing that's interesting to me is there's nothing you can't call when you are the coordinator in Detroit. There's nothing you can't say, well, we can't hold up doing that, or, you know, our offensive line is going to break down on that, or we don't have a guy that can run that route. Like, you don't ever have to think that way as a coordinator in Detroit. You're going to have to think that way as a coordinator kind of slash head coach in Chicago.
Stink, as a former offensive lineman, and you see these Final Four teams, and they all have pretty impressive rushing attacks. As you look at them all and you sort of break them down, is there an offensive line sort of run game coordination that you come away most impressed with?
Well, I think right now Philadelphia, just from a pure size, power, kind of impose our will against you, they would be the group that would be most impressive in that. Now, you get to Buffalo. Buffalo, I think their tackles are incredible. I think Spencer Brown's a really good player. I think Dawkins is a really good player. And I think ultimately they've got a great running game right now. What they're doing – and the implementation of their quarterback within the running game, especially down in the red zone, is really where they put Josh Allen to work. So they do a really good job with that stuff, all the tackle trap stuff they do. They're really, a very balanced mixture of zone and gap kind of scheme. So I really like what they're doing as an offense in general. So those two, you know, for the AFC side and the NFC side would be my two favorites as far as just the way they dominate in the run game.
Hey, Stink, you know, I know you were there in Washington for a long time and won the Super Bowl and stuff with them, but if you had to say what was the biggest change and rank them in the order of an ownership change, the hiring of the coach, or the quarterback, how would you rank that in order of why the Commanders are in the position they are today?
Well, I think, obviously, I think, one, it would be the quarterback. And, you know, the ownership is very important, right? Kind of washing the stain off the organization is incredibly important. And Dan Quinn's incredibly important in setting a culture and demanding the proper culture. But the quarterback comes in and just executes. And, I mean, let's face it. I think, you know, the Dan Quinn thing's really interesting to me as well because, you know, you guys had him there and you know how connected he is and relational he is. And, you know, what I hear from people around the league is, oh, I've got to get a young offensive coach, you know, a guy that's an innovator, a guy that's this, that, and the other. And we get so enamored with age, youth, you know, relates to the players. And I just think that's such a farce. It's just so faulty. You can either communicate and you relate to the players or you don't. And Dan Quinn, there's nobody in this league that is more relational than Dan Quinn. He's demanding. There's a right way to do things. He's going to demand that they're done correctly. But that dude is a relational dude, man, and he's connected to his football.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football team. And here's a defensive coach. Normally, defensive coaches err on the side of protecting their defense. And he's like, screw my defense. My best player is my quarterback, and I'm going to lean into him. Hey, fourth down, well, we're going to go for every one of them because you know that we're going to have to outscore people, and the quarterback gives that to us. So I think that's an incredible job by Dan Quinn. But, you know, ultimately, the quarterback, what they're asking him to do, the level of competence that he's shown, the level of just professionalism that he's shown, and his ability to make plays in critical moments. Dude, he's having the best rookie season of any quarterback, I think, in arguably in the history of this game.
Yeah, it's incredible what he's doing. Has he already become one of those quarterbacks that can carry a team just like the best guys in the league throughout the years? Is he already there?
Well, that's what he's done to this point. I mean, that's what he's done. Like, most rookie quarterbacks, most young quarterbacks, aren't given that opportunity, right? It's like you got to manage him, and you got to run the ball, and you got to, You know, you got to really be good up front. You got to play stellar defense. And I saw this statistic today, and I don't know 100% what it is, but it was like, hey, with Ben Roethlisberger, all the rookie quarterbacks that have gotten to this point, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Mark Sanchez, you know, all the way to Sean King with Tampa back in the day, every one of those guys had like a top three defense. And I think the Commanders are like 20th in defense. Like, it's unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish.
Stink, I'm picking against the Chiefs this weekend. I think this is the time the Bills circle the wagons and finally beat Kansas City in the postseason. What do you think of this matchup?
Well, first off, I hope you're right. I like anybody who played this game, who's had some, you know, success in this game that wasn't a member of the Chiefs. You know, I'm a part of one of those teams that went back-to-back championships. So I don't want to see the Chiefs go. I don't want to see the Chiefs three-peat. I really don't. So, yeah, call it the hater in me, but that's just the way I feel. So I hope Buffalo is able to do it. I hope they can overcome the Chiefs. You know, the bottom line is they run the ball exceptionally well. They're a physical football team. Defensively, they've played really well here of late. Offensively, the Chiefs have never really been in much of a rhythm all season long. Except the end of the regular season, they did score some. They did have some 30-point games or whatever, but you know they weren't great last week either. So it'll be really interesting. I think the one thing that you just know when you play the Chiefs, if you give number 15 the ball last in the Bills' case with more 13 seconds or more, you're gonna lose. And so, you know, it's not only playing well, not turning the ball over, running the football, possessing the ball, not letting the Chiefs offense possess the ball, but at the end, managing the game so you've got the ball last. It's a tough task, no question about it, and that's why it's really hard to beat the Chiefs. I have a ton of respect for the Chiefs. There's no question what they've done is absolutely amazing. That said, you know, I hope they get obliterated.
Can the Eagles win it all with Jalen Hurts in the passing attack, playing and producing with what it is right now?
Yeah, they can. I mean, I think obviously they can. It really comes down to this: Jalen, don't turn the ball over. You know, convert a couple of third downs, either with your arm or with your feet. Don't turn the ball over. We're going to lean into our run game. We're going to lean into our offensive line. Those are the things we're going to do. We're going to play stellar defense. And right now, when you look at both lines of scrimmage, I mean, Jalen Carter's been unblockable. Like, that dude has just been terrorizing the line of scrimmage. And their offensive line is big. They're athletic. They're strong. They create a new line of scrimmage. And Saquon Barkley, hey, you may shut him down like last week. Like, the two carries that he broke out a 60-some-odd yarder and a 70-some-odd yarder, right? Every other carry, he averaged, you know, on the rest of those carries about 2.5-3 yards per carry. But he had those two breakout runs. And that's the thing about Saquon. When he breaks the line of scrimmage and you're so committed to stopping him from breaking the line of scrimmage, when he does, it's a house call because he'll outrun everybody too. So it's pretty amazing what he's been able to accomplish.
Stink, who messed up more not running the ball, Baltimore or Detroit?
Probably Detroit, because they were able to score 31 points. And, you know, or whatever, I think it was 31. And, you know, they got taken out of their, obviously defensively they got injured. Their best corner had been Amik Robinson the last, five, 6 weeks. He's been really good. And when he went out on that first or second drive with the arm injury, man, you should have done everything you could have done to keep Washington's offense off the field, right? Possess the ball, eat up the clock, time of possession, all those things, and you didn't. And eventually it ended up costing the game. And I'm not like, hey, Washington was great, don't get me wrong. But at some point you've got to protect your defense because that's the weak link in Detroit because of all the injuries they've had.
You're the man, Stink. Enjoy conference championship weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week with the Super Bowl matchup, man. Take care.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
There you go, Stink. Every Tuesday, 4:40 here during the football season in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Make sure you check out that Stinkin' Truth Podcast Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. In addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, what are we looking at?
Ben Johnson is the first Lions coordinator to leave for a head coach gig since, and one common thread between the NFL's Final Four teams next in the nation.